worry, though, that maybe something could happen like that? You know, tempers may flare over or something?
Well, yeah, maybe a little. I mean, it's a real serious competition when there's a trophy involved, and it's a border war, so there's a lot of emotions, but I don't think that's anything you really think about.
How difficult has it been these past couple of months now to walk into the complex? I know you have that atrium that has all those rivalry trophies.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely empty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something Coach Doyle has brought up to us, and something we're all aware of and something we're trying to improve on, and that we get a chance to do that this week.
Is there anything from last year's game that really maybe stands out in your mind besides actually losing, like anything during the week leading up or during warm-ups?
No, not really. We just didn't play as good as we could have against them, and they played really well, and give them a lot of credit. They beat us, but we know that we need to play better, and we get an opportunity to do that this weekend.
Does it matter that this game is not last like it has been in the past?
No, maybe a little nicer because not going to Minneapolis in the end of November, but that's something that we don't really worry about, and whenever they're going to schedule it, they're going to schedule it.
How have you been able to process just all the accolades and everything that's been going Marvin's direction since last Saturday?
I think obviously he deserves all of it. He's a very talented player and has been doing a great job for us this year and helps me out a lot. I know that, and there's nobody on this team that deserves it more than him, and we hope that he just keeps pushing forward like we know he will, and we keep getting better as an offense.
How do you think the game plan would change if Keenan isn't able to go? I know you had the ankle injury late in the game.
I don't know if it would totally change. I don't know if we'd do anything dramatically different. We always talk about next man in, and that means somebody else is going to get a chance to play. And if that's what it is, then somebody will have to step up, and I'm sure they will.
Is there any receiver that maybe could do that if Keenan can't go? Like, I know obviously you have Marvin and Cavante.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think there's a whole plethora of them that could, and that'll be this week sorting it out which one is the best fit.
How would you say, like, for you, you had a game where you threw four incompletions and you had four touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Is it almost like a hard to believe sort of thing when you sit back and it's like, wow, that was as good a performance as you could have had? Or?
Well, no, I don't think it was at all, because looking at the tape, I could have completed all those throws, and I wasn't asked to do that much, and the guys made great plays for me, and that definitely helps, and we just executed a lot better, and there's definitely things that we can do better as an offense. Starting with me, there's a lot of things I saw that I can do better, and we're going to try to correct those and move forward this week.
What are some of those things that you feel you can do better?
A couple of the incompletions were throws where I didn't get my feet set and just rushed a little bit, and that's something I definitely need to focus on and make some of the makeable plays.